National Assembly Standing Committee for Education has taken strong notice of reported leaks in CAI, Cambridge Assessment International Education's A and O level exams, launching a formal inquiry and raising doubts over the board's credibility in the country. The decision follows a detailed session chaired by committee head Azim Zahid on Friday morning. Lawmaker Muhammad Ali Sarfaraz, representing Faisalabad, presented video evidence of leaked exam papers from the May session, citing student testimonies. "These are undeniable proofs," Sarfaraz said. "But only a limited number of students gained from this wrongdoing. If Cambridge cancels the exams and applies average grading, many others will suffer. They must either retake the papers or lower the threshold." The meeting brought to light an apparent regulatory gap. When asked who monitors Cambridge in Pakistan, officials from the Federal Ministry of Education admitted they do not oversee the British examination body. Dr. Ghulam Ali Malla, executive director of the Inter-Board Committee of Chairmen, IBCC, noted that his organization had not been officially involved with Cambridge oversight and was only now learning of its responsibility. Read: Will CIE lose its edge? "When last year's paper was leaked, we kept asking for updates," Malla said. "We were never taken into confidence. We found out through a court notice." The committee concluded the session by forming a subcommittee to probe the exam leaks. Members include Dr. Alim, Zeb Jafar, Sarfaraz, and Dr. Malla. The investigation will begin after June 16, at the request of Cambridge's Pakistan representative Uzma Yusuf. Yusuf, who attended the meeting, drew criticism from lawmakers after she appeared to deflect blame onto local Pakistani boards. "Students come to us because of the performance of local boards," she said. Committee members rebuked the remarks, stressing that not all Pakistani boards are underperforming and the focus should remain on Cambridge's own issues. If necessary, the subcommittee may reach out to Cambridge's international offices for further investigation. The standing committee also expressed concern over the limited mandate of Cambridge staff in Pakistan.